cold, snow, and ice. Milwaukee has had its share of all three lately. In fact, southeastern Wisconsin remains under a winter weather advisory with 2 to 5 inches of snow accumulation expected and with the possibility of freezing rain tonight. Winter weather is hard on everyone, but when the snow and ice are not removed from public walkways in a timely manner, it can make getting around for people with disabilities even more difficult, sometimes nearly impossible. WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports.
So, if you're anything like me, you've had at least one almost fall this winter. You're outside walking along, minding your own business, and you hit a patch of ice or a mound of rock-solid snow. As your feet slip and slide, you work to regain your balance. But for some people, that snow and ice presents much more of a challenge.
So, a lot of times when plows plow the streets, the snow gets kind of piled up. Unfortunately, right at a lot of curb cuts.
That's 32-year-old Milwaukee resident William Crowley.
Giant mounds of it that, like, make it impossible to get through. Then if it's there for a long time, which usually is, it can freeze and then you get ice as well.
Crowley is a quadriplegic and uses a motorized wheelchair to get around.
Here's a good example. There's a giant mound of snow right in front of that curb cut.
Yeah, so you can't get through there.
I cannot.
I met Crowley on his way to the bus he takes to work. It's about a quarter of a mile from his apartment on Prospect on Milwaukee's east side to his stop at the corner of Brady and Farwell.
There's a little icy patch there, but not bad.
Yeah, if you were here last week, you'd have seen a lot worse with snow and ice on the sidewalk.
It's been several days since the last major snow, so sidewalks should be clear. And for the most part, they are, with a few exceptions. The real problem is icy curb cutouts, and one at Farwell and Brady is completely blocked by a snow mound.
Here's a good example. There's a giant mound of snow right in front of that curb cut.
Yeah, so you can't get through there.
I cannot.
After giving it a bit more thought, Crowley decided to go for it anyway. At one point, it looked as though his motorized wheelchair might get stuck between the very small opening between the curb and the mound of snow.
That seemed a little risky to me.
Yeah. If I wasn't able to squeeze through there, I would have had to go down the block to the curb cut over there.
Okay.
And then across the street.
Crowley says curb cutouts that have not been shoveled out often cause him to go out of his way or depend upon the kindness of strangers to help him through. Sometimes that includes bus drivers. Matt Slyker is a marketing manager with the Milwaukee County Transit System. He says drivers are on high alert for snow and ice that might prohibit people from getting on the bus safely.
If they see that somebody is trying, you know, to get over a mound of snow or is taking it extra slow because of ice or something, our drivers frequently, you know, stop their bus and get out and lend a helping hand.
So whose job is it to ensure that the space where the street meets the sidewalk is cleared? Brian Deneve is with the Milwaukee Department of Public Works. He says it's the responsibility of the city if plows were deployed because there was at least 4 inches of snow.
When we do general plowing, which of course pushes elements of snow up to those corners, then we do go back and then address those via smaller vehicles.
Deneve says this winter has been particularly hard because we've gotten a large amount of snow in a short period of time. He says there are 36,000 corners in the city of Milwaukee, and if anyone comes across one that needs to be addressed, you should contact DPW. Back at the bus stop, William Crowley says he now plans to.
It's not like it's a fresh snowfall, which I can kind of understand that, like, if it just fell, you know, there's not time to clear everything. But we haven't had a big snowfall in at least a few days, so I think it should be clean by now.
But in a winter where it's one snowfall after another, you never really know what you might wake up to. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.